What's up, everybody? It's Brian with Applied Fitness, and we're back with another episode of the Fitness Success After 40, the science and art of living an amazing life. And you know what? It is just that. It is a science and art, and it is all combined to make an awesome life. So today I'm going to talk to you about the five simple steps for achieving any goal. And, you know, obviously, always I keep this in my lane. I stay in my lane, and I keep this towards health, fitness, and fat loss, because that's what we're all about. But you know what? Obviously, these things can be applied to anything in life. These five simple steps will help you achieve goals, whether it's financial goals, whether it's relationship goals, anything. And all those things are what make an amazing life, is having, you know, faith, family, fitness, and fun are the things that we want to focus on. All right, so number one for the five simple steps for achieving success is, first off, is setting your goal. And this seems like a no-brainer, and it is. But when I say setting your goal, it has to be very specific. I think oftentimes we're very abstract when we set goals. We say, oh, I want to lose weight, or I want to look good by the summer, or I want to feel good. Those are all good, but they're kind of wishy-washy, where you want to be real specific. You know, I want to be very, I want to drop 3 dress sizes. I want to lose 2 inches off my legs. I want to drop 4 inches off my hips. Now, those are something that's not only specific, but it's measurable. We know, okay, all right, 4 inches is 4 inches. It is binary. In this non-binary world that we're living in these days, it's a very binary issue. It's like, okay, did I drop the 3 dress sizes? Could I run 3 miles without stopping? That is a yes or no. You won or you didn't. It doesn't matter. Those are the kind of goals that you want. Binary goals. Number 2 is define your timeline. You got to be specific. Again, you just can't say, by summer, or I want to lose 10 pounds soon. Like, what does that mean? You know, you want to be very specific and kind of bring it down to a specific timeline to be like, okay, I want to drop 3 dress sizes by August 20th, or I want to lose 2 inches off my thighs by October 13th, or whatever. As long as you have a timeline, then we can engineer and work backwards, and we can say, okay, we got 4 weeks from now. This is what we need to do. These are the road marks that we need to be looking at. This is the plan we need to follow to get us there. We can engineer backwards. Always much easier to do than just being very abstract. Number 3 is name your prize, and this is a fun one. This is naming something that, okay, when I do X, I'm going to do Y. And I always recommend making it fun. And obviously, if weight loss and fat loss is a goal, we're not going to say, you know, I'm going to go hog wild and eat like a drunken sailor. But what we can do is say, you know what, like in 3 weeks, when I lose 5 pounds, I'm going to treat myself to a massage. Suddenly, you have your goal, you have a timeline, and you have a prize. You have something to look forward to, and that's going to keep you on track. So it helps you. Number 4 is picture it. Now, visualization is so, so important. I mean, what the mind can believe, the body can achieve. And it sounds corny, sounds hokey, but it's so true. You have to see it in your mind, because once you start seeing it in your mind, you start to believe it in your heart. When you believe it in your heart and you can see it in your mind, you can do it. You can manifest it. You can stay focused on the days that you don't feel like exercising. That picture in your head is going to get you through the times you feel like exercising, and the times you feel like not exercising is going to keep you on track. And number 5 is following a recipe for success. And this goes back to my favorite quote of all time, is that success leaves clues. So you want to follow a recipe. You want to find, you know, look at what somebody who's achieved what you want to do, what did they do? How did they do it? What did they do? What didn't they do? What was their mindset? What was their thought process? And obviously, everybody's different, so your journey, your path is going to be a little different than somebody else's. But you know what? You're probably going to see some similarities and say, okay, this is what they did. This is how they did this. Okay, when they lost the weight, they put in their workout clothes in their car, so they never were without, or they meal prepped on Sunday. Huh, they did that? Maybe I should do that. Again, success leaves clues. So I hope that helps. Here's your 5 steps to amazing results.